are you guys doing? Welcome over here. I'm back, motherfuckers. We're back at it. And I feel happy that I'm here. He's not alone.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Ukraine today. Some of my favorite people Ukraine. Over there are touching tip to tip, I guess. I don't really know exactly what Putin's trying to do.
Well, I'd have to say we have already called it. I mean, pretty much everything we've talked about up to this point has 100% came through.
Biden's presidency, he's doing a phenomenal job.
He is doing amazing.
He's doing great. He's doing great things for his country. You know, every single time I see him on the news, I think, man, this babbling son of a bitch is awesome.
I know. That's exactly what Putin's thinking.
Yeah. That's exactly.
He's like, sweet. This
Putin's like, yeah, let him.
Oh, he's like, paying off his kid really worked.
Let him tell you, pay off that kid. He's over there smoking meth, having a great time. Hope you guys had a fantastic time over here on the old YouTubes of the channel. I think I'm going to actually start a Facebook page for us. I think
really?
You and a I Facebook need. Page? I think you and I need one.
A Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
That doesn't sound gay at all. You want to make a couples account?
No, I bet you know for this channel, because the thing is you know, there's a lot of news that goes on Facebook, and a lot of
there
this
is,
stuff
man.
Probably
there
could
is,
get picked
there
up.
Is.
I just don't really. I don't know. YouTube, it is what it is. The channel's been growing pretty well. I want to say thank you to this gentleman who sitting next to me. He held it up while I was gone, fiddling around in Florida. Which you won't have to see that very often. I enjoy the podcast. I enjoy listening to them when it's both of us.
Yeah.
And clearly a lot of you guys did too. So I am back. He is back. We're going to talk about Ukraine. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. Currently, literally right now, as we're having a conversation.
It's crazy. It's like developing by the second.
It is. I'm going to let you go ahead and kick it off. I'm going to look at the stock market to see if it's crashed yet.
Oh, it's getting there, man. If it hasn't yet, it will be by the time this thing uploads. Yeah. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, I think the last time we talked about Ukraine, we were talking about how Russia was poisoning in Belarus and set up on the border. And they were talking, no, we're just going to do military exercises. We're here for military exercises. Well, now we know that's all bullshit. Right. Yep. And if you didn't see it happening, like, come on, you did. So Russia has zero plans as of today of leaving Belarus. They're going to stay there indefinitely as long as they have this threat to the Russian territory.
What threat is that?
Themselves.
Okay. Themselves. There we go. Themselves. So they've been making these propaganda videos as well, which we are going to do a reaction video after this one to these. Have you seen some of the propaganda stuff that they've been putting
out? I haven't looked into any of their propaganda because I don't care.
The one that I was just watching with General Petraeus, that was an actual propaganda video of them being shelled.
Oh, right.
That's what it was. It was them, the shelling videos.
Well, I've got actual videos of shelling.
That's what we're going to show. So the video that you guys will see here tomorrow is going to be fantastic. It's going to be reacting to all this actual Russian combat footage. What it kind of is, I mean, they're clearly shelling. They are. They're shelling. Actually, they're shelling civilians,
right?
For God's sakes.
100%. Well, oh, man. Yeah, so what they did, right? So you have, like, the LPR and the DPR, right? The Luhansk People's Republic and the Donetsk People's Republic. So we're going to call it the LPR and the DPR.
Okay.
All right. So what Putin did was he basically declared them sovereign states.
Mm-hmm.
He had recognized them for being separated from Ukraine. And he's like, nope, they deserve their own recognition. So he recognized them. And now he's going in on a peacekeeping mission to help out the LPR and the DPR.
Which is so funny because the entire...
So he didn't invade Ukraine because he declared it
they're not
part of Ukraine
anymore.
They're
not part of Ukraine.
So we didn't invade Ukraine.
They're our friends. We're going to go hang out in their places. But it is great that European countries are actually seeing this as being bullshit, by the way.
They did.
Just going to throw that out there. European unions, everybody over there in Europe, they've been hitting them with sanctions pretty hard. Apparently there's two guys that are... Three really wealthy individuals. I did not look these gentlemen up, but they're so wealthy that they were put on the sanction list in UK.
Yeah.
That's how wealthy they are. They're what are they called? Russian oligarchs, right?
Oligarchs, yeah.
Yeah. But they've been hitting the banks over there in Russia pretty good. Mm. I mean, imagine being an oligarch. You think he actually really cares that much? Gennady Timchenko?
I don't think they give a shit. I mean, it's going to hurt him a little bit, but it's not going to make a big difference. The pipeline, Germany actually went down the pipeline.
They did. Yep. Yeah, I was going to bring that. The pipeline did get shut off, which is kind of a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Of course, this guy has a classic name of Igor. I mean, there's not a Russian badass without the name of Igor.
No, everybody's named Igor. Igor. Yeah.
They froze every single asset those gentlemen have in UK, all their bank accounts, everything, and there's not a person in the UK that can even do business with them anymore.
Nope.
At all. So that might get under their skin a little bit, but I mean, if they have enough money, they're all for Russia. I mean, what are they going to say? They're not going to come out for Mother Russia anyway? No.
Oh, no.
No. Because then they'll end up being, so somehow they'll fall out of a window. Or fall off the top of a roof if they come out against Mother Russia.
Their gold chains will magically start strangling them.
Somehow their gold chains will attach to the ceiling and they will be hanging by them. That's pretty much what happens.
The tracksuit sponsors are going to go out the window.
Tracksuit sponsors. God, dang, that's great. All right, I'm sorry. I'll let you keep going. Keep going.
Adidas is no longer sponsoring Russian athletes.
Adidas does not sponsor anybody in Russia.
Oh, God. Stop it. I put it on airplane mode.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, man. All right, so now Russia moved in overnight. They did. Like, this happened at, like, I think I want to say it was, like, 10 o'clock or something local time for Russia to where, like, they go over and announce this stuff. And all the Russian troops moved overnight, and now there's shelling that's taking place across the border into Ukraine. Russia invaded Ukraine. Fact. Russia says it didn't because they declared it, but make no mistake about it, Russia just invaded Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
They did on a quote-unquote peacekeeping mission.
How much farther past are they going to go?
So what I believe is going to happen, right, and what they're actively trying to do right now, it's pretty obvious. It's like play-by-play. You can see it coming. Like, you know what's going to happen. The Ukrainian troops have basically been told not to fight back against Russia. They've been told to just sit there and freaking take it. So all the shelling that's going on, all this fighting, all this back and forth that's happening, the Ukrainian troops got told to sit there and take it because the moment they start fighting back against Russia, Russia is going to say you're now attacking sovereign territory.
Because they claimed it to be sovereign territory.
And in a defensive maneuver, they're going to cross over and go into Ukraine. Well, deeper into Ukraine.
But my real question is how much farther they're actually going to go into Ukraine?
I think they're going to take Kyiv. That's why they're up there. Like, that's why they're poised in Belarus. That's why they're poised up there. Because the moment that happens, right, like, you're going to see, like, a two wave, right? You're going to have wave one of them moving over to the LPR, DPR, like, crossing the border past there and deeper into Ukraine. And at the same time, they're going to be met with those forces, and they're going to come in from the north and cut off Kyiv. And then from there, they're going to continue to push south and go and create that land bridge, and they're going to have that entire region from Kyiv all the way south, all the way down to Crimea, and they're going to slice that part of the
pie. But what do they really gain out of that?
A lot. I mean, a lot. They cut the head off a snake. I mean, as far as, like, the country is concerned, it's going to create some sort of an insurgency uprising.
They're definitely going to be an insurgency. 100% going to be an insurgency.
And then they also get the best of both worlds, right? Like, if they come in and they, like, flex their muscles a little bit and they take Kyiv and then they slice that part of the country off, Ukraine can then basically, Russia won't have to fight them after that. Russia can stand back and say, you know what? If you cross this line, like, we're going to go toe to toe and we're going to kill every last one of you. But if Russia keeps going and they take the entire country, then they're going to have a massive insurgency that they'd have to deal with. This at least gives people an out, right? Like, you can bleed some of that tension off. So if they feel one way, they can go to the left. If they feel the other way, they can go to the right.
What's America going to do?
Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. I mean, we've got...
It doesn't really affect us. That's the reason why the market isn't absolutely crashing right now. It really does not affect us at all.
Well, kind of.
It really doesn't.
Like, kind of. I think we're going to start seeing it in the grocery store. I think we're going to start seeing it across a little bit.
I don't think it's really going to affect them as much as people think. That's why the stock market hasn't really...
Yeah, the stock market, yeah.
They're just like, yeah, it's really not going to affect our economy whatsoever.
Well...
The only thing we are actually being in the situation is world police. Kind of thing that we should have done in Afghanistan and kind of like smother bad people.
Yeah.
Is all this is.
Well, could you imagine what we would... Like, if we had that big of a problem. So, this, and here's the other thing to understand, right? Like, Russia is not, as much as we like to think we're technologically advanced, dude... Not very long ago, talking weeks ago, there was a Russian nuclear sub off the coast of the United States of America, had like 110 nuclear warheads on it.
That's quite a bit.
Popped up. Could have wiped out the entire, like, literally had enough nuclear warheads to wipe out the United States. Everything that matters. I mean, it's not like they don't have that capability. A Russian fighter jet, again, a couple weeks ago, a Russian fighter jet went toe-to-toe with a NATO jet. And they ended up deploying some, like, an F-35. It was an F-35 out of NATO, right? And a Russian jet came up because the F-35 was going to do a recon close to the Russian border. F-35 comes, and the Russian jet comes up to intercept. Obviously, it doesn't freaking break. And so then the Russia jet deployed some sort of, it was a non-lethal countermeasure that basically rendered the jet inoperable, almost crashed, killed it, and then they broke contact and left. Right. Like, they have a lot of technology. So us as a nation, right, the NATO states don't want to screw with them, right? And that's an F-35. It's not like it's a jet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're very much scared of going to war with Russia because they have the ability to. And this is nothing new of Russia messing with our borders. You know, over the years, if you go back and you look at years and years and years, there's been like Russian bombers that will like come fly over and get near our borders. Then we go intercept them. That's been happening off the West Coast for some time now. Right. Like they've been taunting us just as much as we've been taunting them. So they're all their rhetoric and BS about NATO moving into Ukraine and having these setups and everything over the Black Sea. And we're taunting them. Russia's been doing the exact same thing. But for whatever reason, the U.S. media is not reporting on this. And Russia is actually looking at going back down into Cuba and all those like little southern areas. Like they are redoing I'm not shitting you. They are redoing the Cold War.
All over again. This actually just came in 2 minutes ago. See, this is kind of nice because I have this thing up and it's automatically refreshing when new stuff comes in on this, by the way. So the U.K., we were just talking about their sanctions they were putting on Russia or Russian entities or in individuals itself. So the reason why they did this, I didn't know this, by the way, it's pretty smart. So it goes on, this is a quote, and we're prepared to go much further if Russia does not pull back from the brink. We will curtail the ability of Russian state and Russian companies to raise funds in our markets, prohibit a range of high-tech exports, and further isolate Russian banks from the global economy, which is pretty smart. I didn't really think about that because they said that these guys right here, the oligarchs, were actually at the heart of Putin's inner circle and his banks, which have bankrolled the actual Russian occupation of Crimea and have been targeted by the first wave of UK sanctions. That's what it's going after. So the people that actually funded the Crimea invasion was not entirely just Russia. It was actually the oligarchs who have all the money. And I guess we must have figured that out.
That's why they were in little green suits and not in official military uniforms. They
look like janitors. There you go.
They just contracted it out, I guess.
But what I'm saying, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, they
pretty
much.
I don't know another country that would ever do such a thing.
That's a good way to put it. Here, let's hand over these green suits to these people and pay them measly amounts. But there you go. That's actually pretty. I think that's a good thing. That actually might hurt them quite a bit because to do any type of war and any type of activity like that, you're going to need funds.
Well, Biden also signed an executive order yesterday. I was trying to pull it up, but it hadn't hit yet. Like, they normally post it. It hasn't been posted yet. Apparently, Biden signed an executive order, so I don't have the details on it. You know, obviously, more sanctions against Russia and everybody else, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was included in there as well.
I mean,
the oligarchs.
I want to know what Biden's sanctions are now.
Well,
now
that's,
even talking about
like I said, I tried looking it up, but
it wouldn't come up at all?
No, it didn't pull it up.
So it is kind of crazy. The more and more and more I dive deeper and deeper and deeper into this stuff, which tends to send me down a little bit of a rabbit hole, the more I realize that we're sitting on the edge of literally a real possibility of World War III. That's not even a joke when I say that either.
No,
this
guy we talked about it.
When you read this kind of stuff, you're like, you take it with a grain of salt, and I kind of dive deeper. Like, oh my God. We're sitting at literally, he has an estimated 150,000 to 190,000 troops currently right now, which if you were to put those out, that'd be the largest invasion of any country since World War II, literally, is what it's saying.
Yeah.
Which, to me, that is absolutely insane.
What's funny is a while ago, you and I, sitting down here on this podcast a while ago, you and I sat down and we came up with the estimate of like 175,000, and we broke down. Like,
yeah, I remember that, actually.
That,
yeah,
right?
We did.
So we come up with this estimate, and now all of a sudden they're like, oh, what do you know? There's all these troops over here.
But I still don't know why these people that are supposed to be in charge just could not see this. We're two idiots sitting in Texas.
They can't see it. They just don't care. I guarantee you they can't see it. They just don't care.
I mean, this person does have a pretty good point. It says to go and say this, that Putin wants to have a world, or she wants to travel back into the world, a time before the United Nations, time when the empires ruled the world, and the rest of the world's moved forward, but it's not 1919, it's 2022. And this is actually coming from Linda Thomas, the American ambassador to the United Nations. So I guess she at least sees something. I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he used to be a part of Putin. What was he a part of? Come on, let's
KGB.
Go. KGB. And since they it all fell back, I don't know how many years ago, I think that's what he's trying to do.
94?
I think he's trying to make the old Soviet Union, of course.
That's exactly what he's trying to do.
We've had this chat before. He's 69 years old, Putin is. I don't know what else he doesn't have a lot to live for at this point. You know what? Imagine me, Putin. I'm 69. I have nothing really going on. I'm not going to make any more babies. I'm not going to go travel to any.
I bet you Putin's still making babies. I'm just saying, man. I don't know if you saw that horse riding pic of him, but that dude's making babies, man. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, so Putin could possibly be making babies. What I'm trying to say is I just don't see a lot of anything. I mean, what is he going to do in his life? He's not going to travel outside of Russia. He's like, you know what? He kind of reminds me of those guys that are in Afghanistan that had nothing going on with their life. You know what? We feel like let's go fight in a war for no reason.
He's
going
to pick a fight.
Let's just go pick a fight. Hell, we used to get bored in Afghanistan. Let's go pick a fight. Putin, bored. 69 years old. Let's go pick a fight.
All right. So the thing is, okay, the messed up part about all of this, right, is Putin is doing nothing different than what the United States has done, only we do it for our reasons and he does it for communism. This is the funny part about this entire thing, right? So I'm going to play the devil's advocate.
But we also don't ever retain and maintain any type of country that we've gone into and tried to help.
Germany.
Well, what did Germany do?
Guam. American Samoa.
Okay, well, those places, Japan. We could have kept Japan.
Could have kept Germany. We didn't keep Germany. We could have kept everything.
We did keep
some like territories from World War II.
But those territories were actually nothing more than two.
They're islands, like strategic locations.
That's what they're right? all they are.
And so, right.
I'm saying we should have kept Japan.
We absolutely should have kept Japan.
We should have kept Germany.
Absolutely.
And the reason why they don't have bigger forces what they have now is because they're, well,
they were restricted.
They were restricted. Which should have been, Russia should have been restricted at the same time, but they were on our side at the time.
But they couldn't have been. We needed them.
I know, we needed them at the time.
And dude, like, Russia took so many freaking casualties, like, that, like, population control in itself.
You know, I like, want to go back to what I just said. I just said we should have kept Japan and Germany. When, in fact, I guess it really doesn't matter because we're friends now, but I was only saying that what happens 100 years from now, I have no idea.
Right.
But at the time, Germany was pretty bad. And what? Germany probably should have been split up between everybody and just said, all right,
yeah,
we're going to redo
about
you.
Splitting it up.
But, yeah. We should have just kept it all.
Yeah, just
we should have kept half of France, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be honest with you. Yep. We probably should have kept half of France.
Had a nice little vacation spot.
We should have. All the northern part of France should have been deemed United States territory for saving the shit out of Europe. She's going to throw that one out there. A lot of people are going to say, well, we came in late in the war. We had to come in and literally do everything.
You know what? So here's the thing, right?
I hate when people say that.
Like, we need to learn our lesson from World War II because we sat back and we took the stance of we're going to mind our own
business.
Right.
We did that shit twice and it fucking bit us in the ass both times.
And what's happening?
Yes.
Another repeat. And so, like, do I think the U.S. should get involved in this? Absolutely. Because you're looking at the brink of World War
III.
You really are. And all those forces that we talked about, Russia is now, like, shelling those forces.
Shelling.
And like I'm saying, if they kill NATO forces, if they end up killing members of NATO.
How many NATO forces are actually currently in the areas? That's my next question to you.
How many
are currently in the areas of shelling? Zero? Probably zero.
SOF?
Well, SOF's always there, but SOF, no one ever knows where SOF's at.
Right.
And what are
Until,
we going to say?
Okay,
that's
so
what I'm saying. Like, what is the soft guy going to die? And then we'd be like, well, we had some guys.
So what do you think is going to happen when Russia crosses that line and goes over and kills a couple of them? And those pictures of those bodies of those soft soldiers make it out. And the
I promise you those soft guys kill a lot more Russians before they.
I know that, but listen to me. When you have guys that end up getting killed, it's happened to us in Afghanistan. It happened to us in Somalia. It's happened to us in a lot of different places.
Actually happens to us in a lot of places.
In Nigeria it happened.
In the Philippines.
Right.
That happens.
So,
did you know, you probably don't even know that, Charles. You know what's going on in the Philippines?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if that gets out, if Russia kills or captures NATO forces.
I'm going to fucking throw this thing.
Just turn it off.
How is the volume on? You guys ever just, oh, it's because the volume's turned up, folks. It keeps going off.
TikTok videos.
Throw
TikTok
that thing
videos,
out the window.
But yeah, man, if they kill or capture, like, all these forces, like, any NATO force, and that makes it public, that country is going to lose their NATO is going to lose it.
I got to think about it for a second. Who would even be over there? It'd be us, UK.
Baltic states.
Canada got anybody over there?
Lithuania.
Lithuania. Okay, so if we'll take even a step past that. So say they do invade, which is going to happen. Say they do.
They did invade.
Okay, no, I'm talking about actually the piece that's not sovereign anymore, the non-sovereign area.
Well, that's just
the area that they quote unquote just can walk through.
Ukraine is still maintaining that.
Yeah, that's
LPR
their,
and DPR
yes,
is
that's
sovereign
theirs.
Ukraine
No, I get
territory.
It. I get that. But what I'm saying for Russia.
Okay.
So now we have this weird gray area. We have the most gray area that there's been since literally World War II at this point. I don't know of another time, maybe Georgia. You know what also is kind of strange? Russia did the same with Georgia in the Olympics last time. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Same time frame. Well, yeah. Olympics are going on, Georgia. But this is a little different because this is going towards back towards everybody else, which I would hate to be living in Europe, by the way, as a whole, because you're always having to deal with some type of turd down here in this bottom southeastern corner. Either you got to deal with Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, everything's
and all those here. People, all those people from Afghanistan are going to start migrating into Europe this year. If you're over there, I'm warning you.
Yeah, he's got a point because they have no economy, they have nothing else. You know what's even crazier about this? So what I was going with this, what if? Right, this is not a what if, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there because I know it's going to happen. This is, mark my words, if you made it this far in the video, you're about to hear some. I'm going to call the future just like I did with the Afghanistan thing. I called it. First podcast episode. What's going to happen? They're going to invade, which they already have, quote unquote. We're going to say they're going to go past.
Yep.
What's going to happen is you're going to have the little skirmish and conflicts, but then we're also going to have terrorist organizations coming in to infiltrate and put these little cells because there's going to be weak points within that government, not just the government itself, but I'm talking about within
the region.
The region. Thank you. So that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have, I'm going to go out there on a limb and say exactly who it's going to be. It's not going to be the Taliban. It's not going to be them. I don't think it's going to be them. It's going to be ISIS and or Al-Shabaab. No. It's ISIS.
No. So
it's not going to be the Taliban. The Taliban doesn't want to leave Afghanistan. They have no reason to leave.
I feel like we're playing a game of something with people's lives, but I will indulge. So here's what I think is going to happen. All right. Here's what I think is going to happen. I'm with you on that. I think they are going to come in. But I think because of the amount of forces that Russia has, and I think where they stopped, if they stop at Kiev, if they just hold the LPR and DPR, and if they take a little bit of extra land and create that bridge, I think they're going to hold. And with that amount of forces that they have, anything that comes in there, because they're going to be slaughtering some people. And when they come in there, they're done. They're absolutely done. It's a little bit harder. I think it's going to be a little bit harder for ISIS to infiltrate that area because it's been a war-torn country. And it's all, for lack of better terms, nothing but a bunch of crazy white people over there. And so when...
How about Chechnya?
Chechens, yes.
That's... Yeah, so they can now, will the Chechens fight with the Russians or will they fight with the guys in... Okay, so that's my next question.
Yeah, no,
so we know that they're not going to fight with
the Russians. They would come in for chaos.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. So they would come in and they'd almost be like the IRA...
Yeah.
In a sense?
Yeah, they would just come in and create chaos.
Yes, they would exactly what they would do.
100%.
I enjoy this. I should be hired to go work. Nah, fuck that. I enjoy doing this way more.
Yeah.
But this 100%, this is exactly what's going to happen. We're going to have our IRA type, and I'm going to go back. I'm going to say ISIS, but I'm going to go back and say it's going to be Chechens.
I think that is highly more probable.
Yeah.
Highly more probable. But I still think it's going to take them a little bit of time to get in there.
But they will.
But the thing is that Russia is not going to be worried about killing the shit out of every single one of them, like slaughtering them over there. They won't care.
Man, I feel bad. If you're living over there in Ukraine, you're going to have to deal with not just the front of Russians, but then you're going to have to deal with the Chechens coming in, and they're going to just disrupt and cause chaos as a whole.
Mass chaos.
Just chaos as a whole. Because if you can cause chaos, confusion, you can kind of take control of certain areas. And just people. Like, if you cause fear in the individuals, you can then control them. Mm-hmm. Innocent. You literally can't control an individual if you cause fear.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
you should know this.
Like if there's a mass shooting or something and you brought that up and told people that they had to do something about it?
Oh, yeah. Just throwing it out there. There's a lot of things you can do to cause mass confusion and fear.
What about if... Oh, dude, I have a hypothetical.
Oh, here we go.
I have a hypothetical.
Here we go.
What if...
Let's hear it.
What if there is a country somewhere that manufactured some virus that spread... And then members of our own Congress ended up buying into this like company that produces vaccines.
You can't say that.
And then attempted to make some sort of a mandate.
You cannot say that.
What?
That is a conspiracy theory in this channel.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
But we're talking about Russia. We're not talking about that.
Fear.
I was invested way before this thing even started. So why do you think we don't have to do anything around here? Why? We're sitting in the back room of my house right now. We literally got our own back room casting couch back here.
What you guys don't know is that the room next door is doubled as a casting couch.
You lift up that black sheet right there and you don't know what goes on back there. Don't do it. There's toys and lube and everything. So
Lord.
Yeah. All right.
Back to
that's
serious.
That's Russia. So if you guys don't know what's going on, do a little bit of your homework, or we just did it for you. This is the Russian expert himself, Matthew Tardio. I've got to go pick up a truck currently, so you've got to drive me. The Russian expert's got to drive me over there. By the time I get back, this video is going to be uploaded, and we're going to be prepped and ready for another 20,000 videos for you guys. I'm going to get this knocked out, fucking prepped and ready to go. We're back at it, baby. I do love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. I was over here on Speak the Truth. We are out, and see you guys.